It's been 1 year since the In Between, a hospice center for the homeless, opened its doors to the dying and medically fragile. KUER's Whitney Evans takes a look at what the unique organization has done in the past 12 months and where it plans to go from here.
Anita Losich just arrived at the In Between in a hospital gown.
Hi. Matilda said you wouldn't mind talking to me for a minute?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay, I'm Whitney.
She tells me she has terminal liver cancer.
And I just found out less than a week ago. So I'm still kind of like getting through it emotionally.
Matilda Lindgren is the program manager at the In-Between. She's helping Losich check into the last available bed at the hospice.
I've never been terminal before.
Well, it's a new experience, I'm sure. But we'll help you figure it out, okay?
Losich moved to Salt Lake City from Austin, Texas, 3 months ago and has been living in a hotel. She was first diagnosed with liver cancer 15 years ago, but went into remission.
And I kept trying to tell people that I need lab work done, I need x-rays done, and no one would lift a finger to help me. Now, 10 years later, I'm terminal, and it could have been fixed.
I've been following several of the residents at the In-Between over the past year. I spoke to Jim Adams back in February, just after his 60th birthday.
Yeah, I have three different kinds of cancer, stage four.
Adams spent a year and a half on the streets before coming here in early 2015.
I can't stay at the shelter because I don't approve of it. They would rob me or kill me for my pills.
Adams told me he's accepted his imminent death. Now, here in his bedroom that looks like a college dorm, he's grateful for what the In-Between has given him.
Unbelievable. I hope it gave me, you know? Just a place to come and rest and pass, you know? I can sit here with my socks off and lay on my bed.
Adam says he sometimes cries alone in his room, but not for himself.
Other people are suffering out there, others here. To be alone and die, just be a number when the cops find you on the side of the street.
For most of us, we get that terminal diagnosis, we have health insurance, we start seeking treatment, and that usually takes a toll on the body and it needs a lot of medications, and so we need a home, we need sleep, we need people caring for us.
Executive Director Kim Correa says dozens of homeless people die alone on the streets of Salt Lake County every year.
Sometimes you see it when you drive by Pioneer Park and all the fire trucks and ambulances are there and the police cars and they're zipping up a body bag.
In the past year, 57 people have stayed at the In-Between. 10 of them have passed away. Many people who are homeless don't have health insurance, so they're discharged from the hospital with a terminal diagnosis and go back to the streets or the shelter until their disease overcomes them. And without family to pay for burial expenses, the deceased often go to the county morgue to be cremated. Megan Mills was close to someone who died on the streets. The indigent defense lawyer and homeless advocate spoke during a November 2015 Salt Lake City Council hearing about whether to allow the In-Between to expand.
I guess I just wanted them to know that there are good people that are stuck on the street, that are freezing, that are dying alone, and that somebody out there really loves them and wants them to be safe.
Mills and I are walking through Liberty Park in Salt Lake City, where she says her late father Lowell loved to join the Sunday drum circles. She says her father ran his own tile installation business for a few years, but he struggled with schizophrenia.
He'd disappear for a week or two. He was really obsessed with religion, and sometimes he would think he was different people from the Bible. He was funny, he was smart, he was athletic. Like, I remember him doing front flips on the grass, and you know, like, sometimes he was really normal, and then all of a sudden he would just be bad again.
In the winter of 2008, she and her brother scheduled a lunch date with their father, but he didn't show. Then they got a call from police saying they'd found him. He died of a heart attack in the parking lot of a Sizzler. Mills says she likes to imagine someone was with him when he passed. Kim Correa wants to make room for more residents at the In-Between. But as executive director of the region's only hospice for the homeless, she's navigating a number of obstacles. There's pushback from neighbors who are worried about having too many homeless people near their homes and an elementary school. And Salt Lake City planners are still trying to decide how to properly zone the In-Between because it doesn't fit any current zoning category.
We searched for 4 years before we found this building. I found a building that was suitable and that we could afford to launch the program in. So the where is always the big question, and it's always going to be next to something, next to a neighborhood, next to a shopping center.
Korea hopes the in-between can be part of long-term efforts Salt Lake City and county officials are making to coordinate homeless services and build new facilities. People who come to the in-between don't know when they're going to die. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes they get better and leave, and some find themselves living in the facility for months.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Jim Adams passed away shortly after I interviewed him in February. The in-between held a memorial service in his honor where Korea spoke.
Anything we would say if it was stressful, he always had a comeback that would make you laugh. And for that, he was a great example about how to live with other people and not sweat the small stuff. And when I feel like I'm being inundated with stress, I'll just think, say something funny and don't sweat the small stuff, just like Jim would have done.
Korea says her focus right now is providing a safe, loving home for the people who are living out what could be their final days at the in-between. And more importantly, making sure they're not doing it alone. Whitney Evans, KUER News.